Matthew 6:10. I'm just going to read one passage of scripture, just one quotation, and we're going to live there for today. I'll wait for you. Matthew 6:10. Put it in the chat. So good to see you today. Bless you, Jesus. Have you waved to your neighbor today? Have you loved on your neighbor today? If we're at church right now, right before I preach, I will have you stand up. Go find somebody who you haven't said hello to. Smile at them and tell them you love them in Jesus' name. There you go. I'm telling you, I'm already there. I'm already there. We just a building away. We're just a building away. We're just a building away. And I'm trying to be nice, but I feel something moving on me. We're just a building away. Saints of God. See, you may say, Pastor, why you act like that? Well, I used to preach in front of the mirror when nobody else was there. I was dancing in front of the mirror when nobody else was there. My kids used to make fun of me because I was running laps around the house and nobody else was there. They used to make fun of me when I said, thank you, Jesus, and crying tears when nobody else was there. And I'm telling you, even now, glory to God, my praise is not going to change. Because I'm telling you, we just one building away. See, but when but I don't see just one. I don't see just one. I'm going to get just one right now. But I don't see just one. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to preach today. Matthew 6:10. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. I lift my hands in total praise to you. I lift my hands in total praise to you. Praise the Lord. Matthew 6:10 says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. One more time. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Father God, I thank you for the word we're about to receive. Speak through me in such a great way. Testify of your glories. Testify of your strengths. God, testify. Preach so good that cancer runs away. Preach so good that diabetes dries up. Preach so good, God, that the depressed say, how can I be saved? Preach so good, God. Hallelujah. That the glory of God sit and descend on us as the cloud of glory in days of old. And we'll be so careful to praise you. So careful to give you glory. God, speak through me, God, as a learned man. And I'll give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Let's preach. The Bible testifies and says that before you were, he foreknew you. Foreknew you to be. That says to me, before God released me to occupy this earthly vessel, he purposed me for such a time as this. And he placed certain gifts and tools in me to achieve this purpose. To achieve the purpose of to be. From God's utterance, God's ruach, the living breath of God, makes it an absolute statement from God that you are to be. His namesake guarantees it. His blood mark guarantees it. His word guarantees it that you are to be. For you are on heaven's assignment. Can I tell you that again? For you are on heaven's assignment, your purpose, heaven's assignment, your destiny, heaven's assignment, what you go through, heaven's assignment, your ups and your downs. For the Bible says that God says, I know your upsiding and your downsetting. I know where you are. I know if you go to the deepest sea, I know where you are. Why? You're on heaven's assignment. And how do he know where I am? Because he gave the assignment. And a good teacher who gives the assignment knows there must be formulas And there must be ways, and there must be an equation that can help me reach my goal and to reach my destiny. If I was you, I'd look around and tell my neighbor, I'm on heaven's assignment. So I may look like this now, but I have a little while to go. Don't judge me just yet. Don't judge me just yet. Don't look at me like that just yet, because I got a little while to go, because I'm on heaven's assignment. And I know that since I'm on heaven's assignment, there must be a guarantee. There must be something in the back of my mind, something in the back of my heart, that knows that because I'm on heaven's assignment, something in me has to work. This has to work. That's why you may hear me say I'm not. That's why you oftentimes hear us say the church, I don't have the proof, but I sure have a promise. I'll tell you again, I don't have the proof, but I sure have a promise. And that promise says to me that I am going to be. Why? Because anytime God gives a promise, it's absolute. He don't back down. He don't back away from it. He produces his promise. Matter of fact, he's waiting for you even right now while I'm preaching to you, for the promise belongs to you. Matter of fact, you'll tell your neighbor, the promise belongs to me. I don't know what's taking you so long. The promise belongs to me. The enemy will try to discourage you and say the promise does not belong to you. The enemy will try to put hindrances in front of your face to let you know the promise does not belong to you. But I come today as a man servant of God to tell you the promise is to be. Let me encourage you. Let me minister to you right quick that the promise of God is yea and amen. That means it's settled. Hallelujah. And it has his signature and a sign of approval on it. You have a promise. Why? I'm on heaven's assignment. This is not mine. I'm on heaven's assignment. Glory to God. Paul, who was the writer, the scholar of the Bible, where the tenets of our faith and our apostolic faith is birthed. And from Philippians, he says, I'm not saying that I have it all together. I like what he said, that I'm not saying that I have all together, that I have reached what I started. I'm not saying that I got it all together, but I know I do not have it all together. But the wondrous thing about me not having it all together, God still reached out to me. My friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in this, but I got my eyes on the goal where God is beckoning us to come onward to Jesus. And I'm off and running. I'm not turning back. The song says, we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. And then grandma would say, oh, can't turn around now. I've come this far by faith. Tell your neighbor, I'm not no jellyback. I ain't no punk at this. I'm sorry. I grew up in the streets, and I tell you, I cannot turn back now. I'm on heaven's assignment. Sure, I know there's been some obstacles, but I'm on heaven's assignment. Sure, I know there's been some moments when I want to turn back around, but I'm on heaven's assignment. There's been some moments when I just want to throw in the towel. I'm on heaven's assignment. There's been some moments when I just wanted to call my wife and say, baby, I don't even know how we're going to make it, but we're on heaven's assignment. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself and tell your own self, I'm on heaven's assignment. This is not my own. I am not my own. I'm bought with a price. And because I'm bought with a price, how he's wearing me, glory to God. I'm bought with a price in him. And because I'm bought with a price in him, I can't turn back because I'm on heaven's assignment. Something won't even let me turn back. Because I'm on heaven's assignment. My heart is so connected. My will is so connected. My destiny is so connected. I can't turn back even if I wanted to. Even if somebody turned me around the opposite way. Something in me would turn me back this way. And I'll keep on walking. And I'll keep on trying to find what God has destined for me. What God has purposed for me. Why I'm on heaven's assignment. I'm on heaven. Why am I on heaven? I don't know why God chose me. It doesn't even matter why God chose me. All I know is that God put us on heaven's assignment. And I don't know why he's taking me down this road, but I'll go with you. Yes, I'm on heaven's assignment. I know what outside conditions may be saying. And outside conditions may be winning. And outside conditions may discourage you. But I'm telling you, you're on heaven's assignment. Outside conditions. Sometimes it's violating the promises on your life. But you got to say, even though I'm dealing with outside conditions, what's going on in the inside of me is different from what's going on the outside of me. Because my inside is telling me, I know what my eyes see, but I know what my eyes see. Hallelujah. Because when you have an inside, see, that's what God says, look inward, the inward part of the man, the inward part. In other words, look inward, because when you're looking outside, you're going to see some ups and some downs. You're going to see some glories. But when you are looking on the inward part, you will begin to see clearer than you ever saw before. You'll begin to say, I know what the enemy's doing around me, but while I'm on the inside of me, there's some lights, there's some signatures, there's indications from God. Hallelujah, that I'm going the right way because I'm on heaven's assignment. I'm on heaven's assignment. Turning back would say I'm not trusting in the word of God over my life. Turning back would say I'm going to forget what God says over to me. But I've been telling you since we've been starting church that you have what? A word over your life. And sometimes you just got to remind yourself there's a word over my life. Can I tell you that? Can I see it? Can I tell you that? Can I witness to you today? And can I encourage you? There's a word over your life. And sometimes you got to go to the grocery store and tell the grocery man, there's a word over my life. Go to the bank and scream in the bank, there's a word over my life. Go to your job and scream in your job, there's a word over my life. Go in your house and scream in your house, there's a word over my life. And because of the word over my life, I'm going to make the noise to activate the word over my life. Because when you begin to activate the word of God in your life, the word will glory to God. The word will make the noise all for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, make a joyful noise. What is a joy-filled noise? That is the word of God. So all I got to do is say, God, open your mouth and begin to talk loud in your own house and say, God, you said according to your word that you will never leave me or forsake me. You said, make the noise and say, God, you said in your word, I'm the head, not the tail. I'm going to be a lender, not to borrow. So why am I in the lending line? God, I don't want to be in the lending line no more. I'm making the noise and I'm going to break the glass on the ceiling of my life and say, I am not going to be here no more. Why? I'm on heaven's assignment. And because I'm on heaven's assignment, there must be some things that go with me because I'm on heaven's assignment. My brothers and sisters, I must tell you why you're on heaven's assignment. What is a heaven's assignment? That means to be a prophet to the nations. And what is a prophet to the nations? That don't mean you just get up here and prophesy. That's not what they're saying. What the Bible is saying is, he says this, when you be a prophet to the nation, he said, you will be a confirmation that the supernatural of God works in everyday life. That simply means we said you shall be a prophet to the nations. Sure, there are those who are gifted with the sign of prophecy. Yes, but when there's a word over your life, that word says that God is giving you a confirmation. Says you, so you can say that. So you can say and declare, and you can become a prophet. All a prophet word is a confirming word. And so when you become a prophet, hallelujah, when the word in your life becomes activated, what happens is you, the prophet, because you are the spoken word of God wrapped in flesh. And because you are the spoken word, I'm talking to you on this camera. Yes, you are the spoken word of God wrapped in flesh. You are the manifestation of what God spoke in heavenly places about you. That's why you're on heaven's assignment. And that's why he said, you shall be. He said, I foreknew you to be, oh my God, a prophet before the nations. What is that? Does the word nations mean before every ethnic group? That they shall see that you, hallelujah, are you. Your life is prophesying. My life is sending a signal. My life is waving a flag. My life is making a frequency sound to say God is in operation right here, and all my stuff, hallelujah, glory to God, is covered by the word of the Lord of God. That's making noise. That is making a noise, making a confirmation sound that God is working in your life. I had a conversation with a client, and the client said to me that he'd been in church all his long old life, and because he'd been in church all his life, he's never seen a miracle, a sign, or a wonder, but he still goes to church. I begin to share with him what I have seen and what I've seen God do. And I've seen God do many miracles, many signs, many wonders. And I asked him, I said, but you go to church. But you go to the place of God and there's no miracle, no sign, no wonder. There is nothing, hallelujah. Why would you go to a place where God is not common? Because the common God is miracles, signs, wonders, abundance. That's God. If you're in a place and you're not having abundance, miracles, signs, wonders, something is not right. You're not in the place of grace. Because the Bible says in the place of grace, when Jesus went to the pool of Bethesda, they called Bethesda the place of grace. And the place of grace, Jesus walked in there and said, wait a minute, where is the grace? You mean to tell me you've been here all this long old time and grace has not put you in the pool? You've been here all this long old time and the friends around you have not helped you? You've been in the room all this room a long old time? Where is the grace? Nobody helped you. Nobody talked about it. Nobody helped you. And I know you seen your reflection in the water. When you got here, your hair was nice and brown and full. And now it's 30-something years later, and you're looking in the same reflection. And now your hair is gray, and now your hair is gray. You're going to tell me where is grace? My brothers, I want to tell you that when you're going to a church, when you're going to a service, there must be an encounter with God. You're on heaven's assignment. How can I stay full? How can I get my cup filled if there's not an assignment, if there's not an encounter with God? And that while I was online last week, I heard the Lord say clearly, and it stopped the whole podcast. He said, there will be an encounter. And when God says there will be an encounter, that means he's bringing the weight of his glory. And the weight of his glory comes to do what? He comes to sit on you. You tell your neighbor, there will be an encounter. And God is getting ready to sit on you. He says, he's like, the Bible calls him the hen that sits on her eggs. He's getting ready to sit on you. And the reason why he's going to sit on you, because if you know anything about weight, if a glass is a little bitty full, but anytime weight gets on it, the glass begins to expand, the water begins to expand. And what God is saying, I'm getting ready to sit on you. So the things that want to get in you can't get in you. For the things that was in you, I'm squeezing them out. God is getting ready to squeeze things in your life that have been hindering you, slowing you down, discouraging you, cause you to have fear. He's getting ready to squeeze them out. Because when the weight of glory comes, glory takes up all space. Glory just don't come take up half the room. Glory fills the whole space. That's why the Bible said, and his train filled the temple. What they were saying, and his glory filled the temple. His glory was so much that it almost bust the windows out. Jesus, there'd be enough God. When the glory of God comes on you, he's going to bust your windows out. And they're going to say, oh, my God. And it's still going. And one thing about the glory of God, when it busts your windows out, it's still going like you got windows. Why? Because his presence is going to be so infectious in your life. God told me the other day they're going to be an encounter. Why? My people must know that I am the Lord thy God. My people must know that I still sit on the throne. My people must know that I sit high and I look low. My people must know I hear everything and I see it all. My people must know my word is good. My people must know that there will be an encounter. And I'm telling you, you're getting ready to touch your prayers. I don't know why I'm going back. I tell you this. God told me to tell you, you're getting ready to touch your prayers. And I said, Lord, what do you mean touch my prayers? The prayers you have prayed, the prayers that I went before God, you're getting ready to touch your prayers. Can I tell you, oh my God, for the Holy Ghost, your prayer is being answered and the manifestation of your prayer, you're going to be able to hold it. You're getting ready to touch your prayer. Wayward children, you're getting ready to touch your prayer. Your job, you're getting ready to touch your prayer. Your ministry, you're getting ready to touch your prayer. My home, you're getting ready to touch your prayer. My future, you're getting ready to touch your prayer. My generation, you're getting ready to touch your prayer. Your prayer will touch, you will touch your prayer. And I'm telling you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I feel the power, I feel the weight of the glory of God. You're getting ready to touch your prayer. Your prayer you've been praying for many years. You're getting ready to touch your prayers. You're going to touch your prayers. He told me at the beginning of this year, and I got to go back. Oh, Lord, thank you. He told me to tell you, this will be the year of the testimony. This will be your year of the testimony. Not that your other years wasn't, but he said, but this year, mark it down on the calendar. You can say you heard it. August the 13th. You heard it August 13th at 6:14. This will be the year of your answered prayer. You will have a testimony. And that testimony will speak. You're not going to have to say one word. That testimony will speak, and that testimony will confirm that God is real and God is active in your life. When God told me, and oh my God, when he told me that heaven's going to touch your earth, when this message, all this message series that God can get us about heaven touching our earth, as it is in heaven, touch our earth. God wants heaven to touch your earth. Jesus said it a long time ago. This is my prayer for you. When the disciples, and it was more than just 12, who asked Jesus that question, Father, what shall we pray? Jesus said, thy will be done, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Why? Oh my God, because in heaven, it's already there. The reason why he said in heaven, the reason why he said in heaven, it's already there. The text says, thy kingdom comes. That really means the reign of God, the rule of God, the sovereign will of God, God's activation, God's takeover, God's influence, heaven's activity. That is, the kingdom is not meat or drink, but it's righteousness. Hallelujah. When God says heaven's going to touch your earth, he's saying the kingdom of God. As it is in heaven, so shall it be on the earth. In other words, God, the kingdom of heaven operates by the spoken word, the spoken will, the spoken counsel of the Lord, of God himself. And it cannot be altered. No way. Everything is always walking in expectation. Heaven is a place of always expectation. Why? Because it always comes to pass. In heaven, there is no past. It's P-A-S-T, not P-A-S-S. In heaven, it's always past. It came to pass. It worked in my favor, heaven. God wants heaven to touch your earth so you can walk, oh my God, so you can walk in the future. Glory to God. Hear what I'm saying to you? God wants you to walk in the future. What is the future? Things have happened to push me to my future. That's past. God wants you to enjoy the past. Glory to God. He wants heaven to touch your earth. Why does God want heaven to touch your earth? Because heaven's activity will bring about an atmospheric change. Heaven's activity in heaven and on earth, what goes up must come down. Down goes up. In heaven, it works just the opposite way. Glory to God. In heaven, what goes up must come down. Now, it changes. Why? The atmosphere now is attracting things to you. On the earth, the atmosphere attracts things from you. Here on the earth, here in heaven, it pushes it to you. That's why he says, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. What was he really saying? Goodness and mercy shall wrestle you down. Goodness and mercy shall tackle you. What he was saying really was that goodness and mercy is on an assignment to tackle you, to wrestle you down, to pin you and come champion in your life. Oh, goodness. That's why he says, I am the supreme good of heaven. Why? Because the supreme good of heaven wants you to know I am the champion in your life, and he wants to wrestle you down. He wants to pin you, and when he pins you, the count is going to be counted. How do they count it? 1, 2, 3, and the winner is. That's the kind of God I love, because he can wrestle me down. Matter of fact, I'm giving up now. I'm already saying, you don't got to put me in the ring. I'm not going to tag nobody else in. You can have me now. Matter of fact, I give up. Hey, referee, count me out right now. As a matter of fact, I'm going to lift his hand. And I'm going to say he the champion. I'm going to lift his hand. I'm going to say he beat me. I'm going to lift his hand. I'm going to say he's the very best. I'm going to lift his hand. And I'm going to say he's worthy. I'm going to lift his hand. And I'm going to say he's great. I'm going to lift his hand. Why? Because he wants to wrestle you down and pin you. And when you get pinned, what happens? It means he crowns you. 1, 2, 3. That means he's a champion. That means you are now. Hallelujah. Father, I don't mind being the runner-up in your life. I don't mind being a judge. Matter of fact, I don't even want to challenge you no more. I found out that your grace is more to me, and your goodness and your loving kindness is better to me than life itself. I found out, glory to God, that you are the great I am. And I'm finishing, hallelujah. And the text says here, and I'm coming home. The text says here, the reign of God, the rule of God, the activity of God. Because the Bible says the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but righteousness. Righteousness steps are, and you know the Bible says a righteous man's steps are what? Ordered by the Lord. In other words, my steps are ordained, that my steps are designed. My steps are marked to bring me to right standing in God. And when I move to right standing in God, that means I'm in the position and the posture to receive the reign of God. Not just the R-E-I-G-N, but the R-A-I-N, the reign of God. Is there anybody in the building looking for rain? For when the rains come, the Bible says, it will live and flow, the rivers of rain. What happens is, how does rivers live? The rivers live when the rain come. And when the rains come, the Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Why? Because the reign of God is operating in my life. So that tells me that the rains of God are designed to push me to overflow. Because when he says, when the Bible says that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. He didn't say one river. He said rivers. And if those rivers are flowing, that means the rain is constantly happening. Why? Because when one river gets full, the other river gets full. And when that river gets full, the other river gets full. And when that river gets full, the other river gets full. There will be an overflow in your life when the rain of God, this hallelujah, is let loose in your life. You want to tell your neighbor, here comes the rain. To your neighbor, say, neighbor, here comes the rain. And because my steps are ordered and designed by God to put me in right standing, and the rains tell me that God is just not coming just to overflow my life, but just not spiritually, but as well on this earth. You tell your neighbor, God just don't want me to live rainy on the, God don't want me to live rain soaked, dripped in heavenly places. He want me to live rain soaked, dripped on this earth. Because the Bible says when the rain comes, the spiritual side of this, when the rain comes to produce spiritual visitation. The rain comes to produce a renewed life. The rain comes to produce green in your life. And when you look up the word green in the Bible, the word green means a healthy. My ground will be healthy. My earth will be fertile. My earth will be full of life. My earth will be fruitful. My earth will be productive. Tell your neighbor one more time, the rains is coming. I love the way Jesus was calling you in earth, because when he said the in earth, what Jesus was really saying when he said in earth, he called you the in earth. Other words, we read in Genesis that he made you from the dust of the ground. And how do you make you from the dust of the earth? Because when he made you from the dust of the earth was already responding to the wills and the command of God. So God made you out of something that was already responding to the will and the commands of God. Your dust was already obeying God. Hallelujah. Your dust was already in the will of God. All it was in you, God just said, now let's take something, hallelujah, and hallelujah, let's take something that's already operating in the will, that's already producing in the will, that's already responding to the word and the will of God, and we're going to take it out of there and put it in his DNA. So it's in your DNA to respond to the voice of God. It's in your DNA to respond, hallelujah. It's in your DNA that you are, that in your earth, now I'm talking about you, my brothers and sisters, you are the earth. The Bible says there's treasure in earthen vessels, and you all tell your neighbor, one more time, there's treasure in earthen vessels. Tell your neighbor, there is a treasure inside of me. I may not see it, but there's a treasure inside of me. And one thing about treasure, you cannot dig treasure on top of the earth. You gotta get the right tools. You gotta get the right assignment. You gotta draw you a blueprint to dig treasure out of the earth. And when you're digging treasure out of the earth, you gotta find somebody else who can help you dig treasure out of the earth, because you can't dig it by yourself. You need somebody to identify what's going on and what you have just found. And I'm gonna tell you, my brothers and sisters, while you are digging for your treasure, you're going to go through some dirty things. Tell your neighbor, I'm going through some dirty things. You're going to go through some dirty things. And because those dirty things are there just to show you just how far you've come. Them dirty things are there to remind you that just a little while ago, hallelujah, that when you gave your life to God, those things that you put away way back in the closet, they still there. But when you start digging them up, you start saying, I'm digging for something deeper. Tell your neighbor, in this new season, I'm digging for something deeper. I'm digging for the treasure in my vessel. I'm digging, hallelujah, for the gold that's inside of me. I'm digging for the assignment that's inside of me. I'm digging for the life that's inside of me. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I'm digging. Tell you, I'm digging. Sometimes when you're digging, your shovel may break. Sometimes when you're digging, the rains and the water will come. Sometimes when you're digging, it seems as though you're not going nowhere. But I'm going to tell you one good time. Dig, keep digging, because if you keep digging, you'll keep searching. If you'll keep searching, you will keep looking. If you'll keep looking, you will keep knocking. There's treasure in earthen vessels. And tell your neighbor, neighbor, I'm not finished just with me yet. I'm still digging. I'm still looking. I'm still searching. I'm still wanting. I want the treasure that's inside of me. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I'm on heaven's assignment. I'm getting ready to go here. I'm on heaven's assignment. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The text says, God wants, when he says, as is in heaven, so shall it be done on the earth. What the text was saying is that God, what goes on in heaven wants to go on in you. When it mentions that the will be done, in other words, heaven's operation will be at full strength in your life. Can you imagine heaven's living? Because heaven's living under the construct of the mind of God. Heaven is living by divine order. Everything in heaven has harmony. When God looks and sees the excellent glory, the atmosphere is charged with the ruach breath of God. That's why the Bible says, in him I live and in him I move and in him I have my being. That there is a promise everywhere. Oh my God. In heaven, there's promise everywhere. Hallelujah. Look what Jesus was saying. Jesus was saying, if heaven be in you, there's promise everywhere. This is why God wanted to get the children of Israel out of the wilderness, because how you got cities inside of you and you're stuck in a country. God said, you got cities inside of you and you stuck in a country. My brothers and sisters, I come to tell you today that you got to dig for your treasure. You're on heaven's assignment, because there's cities inside of you. There's metroplexes inside of you and you're stuck in the country. Good God Almighty. You mean to tell me you want to wander? I got to ask you a question. I'm going to go. You mean to tell me you want to wander around the wilderness full of cities, full of innovations, full of creativity, full of life, but you want to stay in the wilderness? Sure, I know they sent spies out. And when they sent spies out, 12 went, 2 came back and said, we can surely overtake them. And the reason why they said we can surely overtake them, because they were stuck on, we're on heaven's assignment. And because you're on heaven's assignment, God don't got to mention the giants in your life, because they don't even matter. You got to tell your neighbor, neighbor, the giants that's in my life, they don't even matter. That's why God didn't spend time when God told Joshua. He said, Joshua, I need you to go over. I need you to go over and spy out the land. And I'm telling some of you who is in the studio and also who's online, I need you to go over and spy the land. The reason why we got this house, God began, my wife said, let's go spy out the land. She didn't know she was operating in the prophetic word of the Lord Most High. And I'm telling some of you, you got to go out and spy the land, spy your territory, spy what God has for you. Go look for what God has for you. Even though there's giants, even though there's hindrance, even though there's different cultures, they can't stand before you, because my song says, who can stand before us when we call on that great name? His name is Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. We have, glory to God, we have the victory. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I'm getting up from here. I'm finna go spy out the land. There's treasure in earthen vessels, and I'm on heaven's assignment. Tell your neighbor, oh neighbor, oh neighbor, I'm on heaven's assignment. Good God Almighty. Thank you, God Almighty. And what God wants to do is charge you with the Ruach, the breath of God. Because the breath of God just wants to refresh you. And the breath of God has more than enough for you to accomplish it. Because the breath of God has the intentionality of God and the intentionality of what he wants in your life. All you got to do is embrace it. Because when you embrace, you're on heaven's assignment. You will find out you have more than enough. I believe God brought you here today, you and I corporately, so we can confess and profess that in my earth, I have more than enough. Because when God says, let us make men in our image and in our likeness, other words, God said, let me occupy you. Let me show you what you look like. Let me show you who you are. Let me show you what's inside of you. Let me show you what likeness looks like. Let me show you what imagination looks like. Let me show you what brilliance looks like. Let me show you what excellence looks like. Let me show you what supernatural looks like. Because there's something that we forget, that we walk in the supernatural of God. And when God, I feel like screaming. And when you find out that you are occupying the likeness of God, the image of God, we just think it's just here for us to walk around in the earth realm. But I got a message for you. You have dual citizenship. You want to tell your friend and tell your neighbor, I have dual citizenship. I live here, but I stay there. I live here, but I stay there. I got a passport, and my passport says that I am on heaven's assignment. And because I'm on heaven's assignment, work it out. Tell your neighbor that God is working it out on your behalf. You're on heaven's assignment. You live in two dimensions, and the Bible says that in two dimensions he'll make the crooked way straight. He said, I'll go before you. I'll stand before you. I'll stand up with you. I'll stand up in ya. I'll stand up through ya. I'll be there with ya. Hallelujah. I'm on heaven's assignment. I'm on heaven's assignment. I'm on heaven's assignment. I'm on heaven's assignment. And because I'm on heaven's assignment, I know that I must help. That I must tell you that you have more than enough to get it done. If you need to partner with somebody else, because the Bible says one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. If my math is correct, four can put 100,000 to flight. And that's that Jesus math. I know that sounds crazy. But the Bible says one can put 1,000. Two can put 10,000. Four can put 100,000 to flight. All you got to do is find you somebody with a vision. Find you somebody who thinks like you. Find you somebody who wants it like you. Find you somebody who goes it for you. Find you somebody who will join with you. Find you somebody who will pray with you. Find you somebody who will go with you. Find you somebody who believes in you. Find you somebody who will push you. Find you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have more than enough. You have everything you need. You have everything you need. You have everything you need. Pastor, gotta say it again. You have everything you need. You have everything you need. And the reason why Pastor's telling you have everything you need, God's pushing you. He's pushing us. With everything that's going around in us and what they're saying, what the prognosticators are saying outside of us, with COVID coming back on the rise and monkeypox, the enemy wants to push fear in your face. He wants to push Here is another hindrance. Here's another obstacle. But the song says, I trust in God. David says, commit thy ways, trust in the Lord, and he will bring it to pass. I'm telling you, verses, I'm done. When you got to believe, you're on heaven's assignment. And I come today, and I'm done, to tell you that when God moves, when God comes in your life, that you'll begin to experience more than you ever have before. And while I'm online, some of you even now are saying, God, I'm almost through the towel. God, I almost said I couldn't make it. God, I almost said that if things don't turn for me this week, I'm going to do this. But can't Pastor share something with you? We are looking for our building. And we know that God is going to do it in such a way. We found a place that was so beautiful. And I was ready to put my name on the line. Walk through the place. The Lord knows. It was great. It was just what we needed. But what happened is that somebody else around the corner, the enemy saw us coming. Somebody else around the corner did something that set us back. And when Pastor got home and Pastor had to tell his wife, my heart was heavy. Because I said, God, I know I trust and believe you. I know. And we took a blow. But that night, when I got my emotions out the way, I began to tell God, thank you. And I began to say, God, I know you're going to do something great. I put on the dance track. And I began to shout all around the house. And I turned on another show where they were celebrating their victory in their new building. And I started to dance with them. Why? I'm on heaven's assignment. I started to dance with them. Because my team is happy, we're on our way, but then this happened. But I got on TV and I began to shout with somebody else and celebrate their victory. Because I said, no, Lord, I'm not gonna let what tried to ruin us. Well, I'm not gonna let what tried to set us back. Lord, they missed the opportunity. They missed the opportunity to partner with us. And my heart was hurt. Tears in my eyes. I began to shout and begin to dance. And begin to thank God. And begin to say, ours is on the way. I began to praise God. And tell God, ours is on the way. I know, hallelujah. 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 See, Pastor went through this before. Because it reminded me when we went to go build our house. And we were only a couple of weeks from moving in the house we was building. We picked out everything in the house. And we put everything in the house. They called us and told us, you cannot have the house. We was getting ready to sign papers to sell our old house. So I was disappointed then. And when we went to and they called us back. And they told us what it was. Something in me began to say, okay, God, what do you have in mind? We're on heaven's assignment. And so all I could do is praise God. All I could do is cry to God. My wife was encouraging me. Said, baby, everything gonna be all right. My wife was encouraging me. So I came downstairs. Nobody was up. I turned on this dance track. And I began to dance and praise God because I realized I'm on heaven's assignment. And when you realize you're on heaven's assignment, you got to do the uncommon thing. So instead of me doing the common thing was for me to complain, for me to sit there, for me to act sad. But I recognize the Bible says I'm a peculiar person. I'm a royal priesthood. So I began to act peculiar. I began to say, thank you. Glory. Bless your name. You're wonderful. Mighty the works of your hand. Tomorrow is on the way. I'm on heaven's assignment. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. I'm telling y'all, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I know I gotta be nice. We got guests in the room. I gotta be nice. We got guests in the room. I gotta be nice. But I tell you something. Glory to God. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, there's something going on. There is something going on in the atmosphere. I'm telling you, we're on heaven assignment. God, hey, neighbor. Hey there, we're on heaven assignment. We're on heaven assignment. Heaven assignment. I was disappointed because I said, Lord, that was the place. I felt it in my spirit. But I knew when we got there, we're going to shout that place out and shout that place down. But I'm telling you, this new place that's coming. Hallelujah. 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 The new place that's coming. He told me, don't you stop talking about it. Don't you stop talking about it. Because we taking you along the way. We taking you along the way. And all we're gonna say, he will show up. 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 show up. He will show up.
Yeah.
He will show up.
He will show up. Yes, he will.
He will show up.
He will show up.
My brothers and my sisters, I want to tell you, he will show up. He will show up. He will show up. But when you're in ministry, when you're on heaven's assignment, when you're on heaven's assignment, can you take a blow? When you're on heaven's assignment, can you take a blow? Because sometimes it knocks the wind out of you. But it's, are you going to lay there, or are you going to get back up and say, that's the very best you got? You should have killed me a long time ago if that's all you got. Because I know that I'm on a heaven's assignment, and I'm going to give God the very best I have while pressing toward the mark of the high calling. If this has blessed you in any way, shape, or form, we're going to give our tithe and our offering. I believe in seed sowing. I don't believe in paying tithe. I believe in giving tithe. I don't believe in paying offering. I believe in giving offering. We live under grace, and because we're under grace, we give. God says, I love a cheerful giver. And God told me something that blew my mind. He was at the offering table. Can I tell you something? Jesus sits at the offering table, and he looked at what everybody was giving, and the lady with the two mites gave all she had, the very best she had. I want you to know, Jesus looks at what you're giving. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, if you are covenant partners with the place of promise, I want you to sow your seed and your offering today. But also, I'm challenging you for an extra $40. That's all. A $40 seed besides your tithe and your offering. I'm challenging you. And the reason why I'm challenging you is 40 changes seasons. 40 changes seasons. Jesus, 40-day fast. He came out. This is written. Moses, 40-day, came back under the counsel of God. When you give, your giving is record in heaven. You owe Jesus. You are given to Jesus what you believe he deserves. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, get your offering and tithe together. We're going to give together. He will show up. I'm going to give with you. He will show up. He will show up. He will show up. Your $40 seed. You can call your $40 seed heaven's assignment seed. And I believe it's going to bless you. Everything you give goes to the ministry. Everything you give goes toward the ministry. Toward the lights, the cameras, what you see, staff. It goes to all that. It goes to also us doing what we got to do for the ministry. I want you to know it's going to bless God. I want you, it's going to bless God. Come on, let's pray for you. And I need you to say after me, with this seed, I open doors. With this seed, I command the blessing of God here. With this seed, it shall men shall give into my bosom. With this seed, I shall expand. With this seed, I shall overcome. With this seed, I shall overflow. With this seed, I shall have what God said I can have. I am in agreement with the word of God that pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into my bosom. I'm in agreement with the word of God concerning my life. I give to the word, and because I'm giving to the word will produce. The word will matter. Oh my God, the word will multiply, and the word will be fruitful in my life. Give your offering in Jesus' name. In Jesus we pray. My brothers and my sisters, I pray this has blessed you. I pray this word has blessed you. I pray this worship experience has blessed you. I pray. First lady's going to come, and then we're going to greet our guest in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I'm telling you, I feel like prophesying to you today. I just do. For all you that's online, and for all of you that's going through, I want you to know, I can hear this word called forward. Forward. I will forward. I hear this word forward. I hear this word forward. And I hear God saying that to us. For those who had a setback, for those who had things happen in your life this week, there must be forward. I hear the Lord say forward. Get your mic, Audrey. I will follow you forward. You made all things new. Yes, you made all things new, and I will follow you forward. Come on. You made
all.
You
made all.
To join Pop, the place of promise, in our praise and worship, in our word. I pray that your soul has been blessed, hallelujah, and that you're filled by the Holy Spirit. You know, last week I told y'all that there was a dance that was crawling up my left leg. And I'm going to tell y'all, this is the reason, hallelujah, why anytime you feel a praise, even if you don't feel it, hallelujah, you should always, hallelujah, give it to him. I couldn't dance last week because my breath was a little short. So I asked my baby girl to dance for me, which we do often. You know, I always ask somebody to dance if I need to dance. I didn't know what we were dancing for. I just didn't know. I just knew that I owed him a praise for something. Hallelujah. I didn't know when it was coming. I didn't know if it was coming the next day. I didn't know if it was coming next month, next year. I didn't know. So I called out to the warriors to praise for me, to dance for me. I want to let you know, hallelujah, that we got some news from my eldest son. He normally plays drums. He hasn't played in a couple of months. Hallelujah. God is working on him. Hallelujah. But he came home Sunday. He lives here. But he was out, and he came home and let us know Sunday, hallelujah, that he was at a gathering. And a prophetess spoke to him and told him, you know, I see God keeping you from a deadly accident. She said, I don't know when, I don't know where. Hallelujah. How many know it could have went another way? He came home crying with tears in his eyes and said, Daddy, I need you to dance. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. The devil tried it, but God denied it. Hallelujah. He said he explained the accident. Let me tell you, it would have been deadly. It could have went another way, but I want to encourage you on tonight. Hallelujah, to praise God. Every time you get a chance, with everything that you have, with all your strength, all your might, all that you are, give him a praise because he deserves. Hallelujah, he deserves. Thank you, Jesus. We could have been attending a funeral on tonight, but God, hallelujah, is great. We serve a great and mighty God. We serve a strong God. We serve a high and mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is exalted. The devil remains defeated. Hallelujah. And we have the victory. God is exalted. The devil remains defeated. And we walk in victory. We talk in victory. Hallelujah. I'm trying to encourage you. Hallelujah. On tonight, you got to know. Hallelujah. Because of who our daddy is, we walk in victory. Hallelujah. We could never be defeated. Hallelujah. We could never be defeated. Hallelujah. I'm encouraging you on tonight. Hallelujah. If it's a praise in your hands, command your hands to clap. If it's a praise on your lips, command your lips to say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, you're good. I don't care what it looks like. Hallelujah. I don't care. I don't care. Hallelujah. He deserves the praise. He deserves the hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am here to render to you the announcements, but I know that we have a few prayer requests. I received a couple texts. We are standing in agreement with you, our sister Alicia in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We know, we see, God knows. Hallelujah. And he sees, hallelujah, victory in the name of Jesus over your situation. In the name of Jesus, Pop, hallelujah, me, Tony, everybody is standing in agreement with you, hallelujah, that God will work it out. It will turn in your favor. It's got to turn because of who your daddy is, hallelujah, in Christ, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm almost dancing for you now. I can't wait to hear your testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We are also standing in agreement with my dear, 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 dear sister, Pastor Cynthia Terry. We received a text. She needs us to stand in agreement with her on some things that's going to happen on Monday. Hallelujah. And when I read the text, I was sitting back there, and hallelujah, glory to God, I had to compose myself. Two reasons, because as soon as I read that text from her that she wants us to touch and agree with her, hallelujah, I felt the victory, hallelujah, even in her situation. Hallelujah, glory to God, we're dancing even now for you, hallelujah. But not only that, I had to hold my composure because our guest is in the studio, hallelujah. Tony was talking, and he was talking about the building. She said he just sealed the deal. Hallelujah. Let me let you know something. When you let your feet do the talking, hallelujah, on some things you have no idea what God is going to do, let me tell you something. You're sealing the deal. So I want to let you know, let your feet do the talking. Hallelujah. While you're sealing the deal, he's working. eventually he is going to work that thing out. And all the time, I always say in my 51 now years of living, hallelujah, he's never failed me yet. Hallelujah. His resume speaks for itself. Hallelujah. He's always come through for me. And I thank him and I praise him. Hallelujah. Because he is God and God alone. Hallelujah. As I said, I am here to render to you the announcements. Amen. We are still in connection with Desire Thy Portion Ministries. Hallelujah. This sister soldier is a mighty soldier in the army of the Lord, working the work of the Lord. We need some items, y'all. She needs some items, hallelujah, for our sisters and our brothers that are in need. Please give whatever your heart desires. Give. Her information is on the screen. If you want to learn more about this ministry, if you want to get involved, reach out to her and she will let you know, hallelujah, what she is in need of, hallelujah, for the kingdom's people. Amen. We are also still in connection with Solutions of Life Ministry Service. Our pastor, Sister Cynthia Terry. Hallelujah. God is doing a mighty, 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 mighty work in this young lady's life. I love her so much and I trust her with my very own life. Hallelujah. So please reach out to her if you need to just talk to somebody. Sometimes we just need to talk to somebody about our situation. Hallelujah. Believing that God's going to work it out. But while we're in that valley, we need to speak to somebody. We need to talk to somebody. I encourage you to use these services that are available to you. And like I say all the time, the place of promise has it when it comes financially. I don't want you to feel financially burdened. You reach out to us. You reach out to our sister, Pastor Cynthia, and she will get word to us. But please utilize these services that are offered on tonight. Amen. We are also still running our campaign for our building. We are still in the process of looking, hallelujah, for a building. Amen. We are in need of some items. Hallelujah. So please give as the Lord directs you to give to this ministry in the way of the building fund. Amen. Birthdays. I know that if you have any birthdays, please go ahead and type them in the screen. I'm singing happy birthday to my dear, dear sister, Sheila Daniel. She, amen. Woo, woo, woo. Way down in Mississippi. We'll see y'all soon. But I'm singing happy birthday to you, my sister. We love you so much. And we're sending virtual hugs and kisses to you. Do we have any more birthdays in August? Amen. Okay, I don't see any on the screen, so amen. That is all that I have. I am sending you all virtual hugs and kisses. I love you so much. And I always say I can't wait to put my hands on you. When we get to that building, hallelujah, you're going to feel my hugs. You're going to feel my kisses. Amen. I love you with the love of the Lord. Please keep us in your prayers as we continue to pray for you. Go ahead and take the time to type in any prayer requests that you have while the pastor, hallelujah, is bringing up our special guests that are in the studio with us this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, baby. We're going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you first and then bring our guests. The message today was a message to prayer. You're on heaven's assignment. And when you're on heaven's assignment, God's given you more than enough to accomplish what you need to accomplish. I'm praying for you, my brother and sister, and also Alicia Adams. I'm going to tell you something. I need you to write, I have the victory. I know it sounds simple, but the minute you put the why on the end of the statement, he's going to seal the deal concerning your situation. the tears you cry and the hurt and the pain, God's going to soften. Hear what I'm saying? He's going to soften the situation, and it's going to work out for your good. All you got to do is say, you know what? I forgive them. And watch what God do. Don't hold that to you. That thing stops your victory. But I'm telling you, I heard the Lord say he was getting involved. I heard a word called avocation. I don't know what that word means. Avocation, well, I think it's a lawyer term, where the lawyer gets in and pleads your case. I believe that's happening for you. And the lawyer's going to go in. When you see the judge the next time, watch what happens. Watch what happens. God's going to send a change agent in your life. It's going to happen for you. Sister Cynthia, I'm praying for you now that come Monday, the angel of the Lord is already there. The angel of the Lord is already there. Can I tell you that? He's already in your Monday. The angel of God is already in your Monday. And you're going to see the goodness of the Lord. And you're going to testify about it. And you're going to testify about it. And not only that, those prayers you wrote down, you're going to touch your prayer. You watch what God do. And you're going to come online. We're going to have you right here. And you're going to testify about what God has done in your life. Because it's going to happen for you.